Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
We're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, and joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you, man?
I am your co-host, Kyle Autry. I mean, JD. I'm good. What?
You know something, brother. That's not funny, dude.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm in a very wrestling mood. I don't know if it's because WrestleMania is right around the corner, but you know, sometimes, brother, I just feel it coming on, dude. I just can't control it. I don't know.
Well, we did just recently get past Austin 316 Day, which also is my little brother Jesse's birthday, was born on 316.
That's awesome. So every year you're just like, if it's your birthday, give me a hell yeah.
Yeah, and then we're just passing out beer and stunners to anyone and everyone. Just laying down the law.
Wait, when's the last time you watched a WrestleMania?
Years. I am so out of the loop, and at this point, I'm, like, too afraid to, like, ask what's going on in the wrestling world. Like,
give me a ballpark. Like, how long do you think it's been?
I got back into wrestling in college when we were doing TCW, and okay. So I was pretty actively watching and studying back then.
So it's been a decade.
It's been a decade. I did play WWE 2K16 or whatever the hell they're called now. I did play that video game. I didn't know any of the characters. No idea what was going on, but it was still fun to beat the hell out of people.
I don't know if you'd like today's wrestling. Tough call. I don't know. If you're going to watch a show, though, I always think the Royal Rumble is the way to go. If you're just going to come in randomly.
So. Do they still... Is the King of the Ring still a thing? Is that still a tournament they do?
Nope. That one's gone.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really just Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, and SummerSlam. Those are like the four main ones.
And they didn't keep Halloween Havoc? Because that was a great one. I know that's WCW, but I'm saying...
I think they should bring that back. But I think they should have. I think they always do Survivor Series in October, so that's kind of like their Halloween Havoc. I don't know. I would rebrand that sucker, though. That was a good idea.
In the Great American Bash, WCW had some great events.
They did. Absolutely. So let's take a second to thank our sponsors. And we've got Bunny 17 Media helping bring you this podcast completely free. Go over to their website right now, bunny17media.com. Use promo code BACKINTIME at checkout and save yourself 15%. Also, let's remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. That is the best way to help support the show. Again, that doesn't cost you anything to hit the subscribe button. And while you're at it, throw us a quick review that helps us grow and continue to gain new listeners every single week. You're listening to Teaser Trailer Episode. This is the episode where we break down the original trailer of the film, discuss box office and critical and audience reviews, and we are going to be discussing the 1981 adventure film Raiders of the Lost Ark that our audience voted on. JD, this was by far our best poll topic ever. Were you surprised at all that our audience selected Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I think that, as we discussed before, it definitely seemed like it was going to be the front runner of this poll topic. And so, as always, very thankful for you fans that came out, that you contributed your voice. And as always, we're going to review the movies that you guys want to hear.
I will say real quick, I was surprised. I fully expected E.T. the win, and it really did not even come close. So, not that I'm disappointed. I do like Raiders of the Lost Ark a lot, and I haven't watched this movie in forever. So I'm definitely interested to get back into it, but I was a little disappointed that we're not going to be discussing E.T.
Well, I think that you make an interesting point, and especially since, you know, we've seen in modern cinemas Indiana Jones Part 4.
Right.
So I wonder if maybe audience sort of reacted to that already resurgence of nostalgia, and E.T. hasn't necessarily had that. You know, maybe some of our younger audiences don't really know what E.T. is. I don't know. I mean, you guys, let us know. I mean, what do you have against E.T.?
Let's go ahead and fire up the trailer here. If you're by a computer or have access to watch it, go on the YouTube, type in Raiders of the Lost Ark original trailer. And we're going to be looking for the trailer titled HD Raiders of the Lost Ark 1981, uploaded by HDMovieTrailers.com. It has 334,000 views, and I will give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown, and we can watch it together. JD, are you ready?
Yeah, I got my Star Spangled Banner underwear on. Like, let's do this.
All right, creepy. All right. 3, 2, 1 click.
Nearly 3,000 years, man has searched for the lost Ark of the Covenant.
The Bible speaks of the Ark leveling mountains and laying waste to entire regions.
Not something to be taken lightly. No one knows its secrets.
Jones, do you realize what the Ark is? It's a transmitter. It's a radio for speaking to God.
An army which carries the Ark before it is invincible.
The Ark. It is their TARDIS. And it is something that man was not meant to disturb.
It is protected by forces beyond imagination.
It is desired above all treasures on Earth by those who are good, trust me, and those who are evil.
I'll tell you everything.
Yes, I know you will.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Let it go.
We have no time. Still want the Ark. It has been loaded onto a truck for Cairo.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. A film from Steven Spielberg and George Lucas.
Okay, JD, what'd you think of the trailer?
So I have two initial reactions that sort of struck me right off the bat. The first being that, you know, this is George Lucas's heavy involvement. Like, you can't help but notice a lot of the similarities, the music, the action of a Star Wars. I mean, right? I mean,
right. Yeah, I definitely thought that right off the bat.
The second thing that I thought watching this trailer is, I know 1981. Like, there's always that hangover when a decade transitions from the 70s to the 80s, and this definitely reminded me of a more of a 70s type of a trailer and a feel, with the voice just sort of explaining what's going on and not just, you know, spoon-feeding us a lot of 80s action that those trailers tend to go to. So it reminded me really heavily of a 70s trailer.
Okay. I can get on board with that thought. I thought the trailer... I don't know how to word this without sounding like an asshole. It was a little boring for me, to put it bluntly. I'm not, like, super excited to watch the movie after watching this. And I think that's always the point of a movie trailer. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but it just moved a little slow for me.
See, I can see exactly what you're saying, and I agree with you. And I think that if you don't have any concept of who Indiana Jones is, this trailer might be a little bit bland. But I couldn't help but watch and listen to the music and see Harrison Ford and just being like, oh my gosh, this movie is fan-freaking-classic. And I don't know, you just, the floods of all the other movies are like filling my brain, and all of the action and the snark, the Lego video games, like the whole dynasty that this film created. Like, no, I personally am super, super stoked.
No, I can't disagree with what you're saying. I got excited about a minute 45 into the trailer when they started playing the music. Up until that point, though, I was just kind of taking it in. Not too excited, not overly wanting to watch it. And then the ending, it got a little bit better there for me.
Yeah, but that's kind of the Indiana Jones movies in a nutshell. Like, they've got their storyline, and like, you're paying attention, and it's, you know, a lot of historic accuracies, you know, a lot of inaccuracies as well. But they go through waves of action. It's not a nonstop action ride. The archaeology and his professorism and Sean Connery play an important role in the franchise.
That was a good accent. I love it. Let's talk some box office numbers here. Raiders of the Lost Ark debuted at the box office on June 12, 1981, distributed by Paramount with a runtime of 115 minutes and a production budget of $18 million. Raiders of the Lost Ark opened to 1,078 screens and debuted number one at the box office, bringing in $8.3 million. In week two, they would drop to the number three spot and bring in another $8 million over the weekend, bringing the 10-day total to $21.9 million. JD, any thoughts on the first 10 days?
I always forget the difference in how much money movies brought in, you know, back from the early 80s. Like, to hear that, like, it was number one bringing in $8 million, like, I can't help but compare it to, like, modern times where that's laughable. It's like, that's all you made? Ha, ha, ha. But no, that's good for them to come out of the bat to be shoot number one. And I'm guessing the schoolyard effect really just blasts off into the nether regions.
Yeah, and this might be the best schoolyard effect we've ever had. So they would stay in the top five for 15 weeks. They were number one movie in America 8 weeks in total and would spend over 65 weeks at the box office, over a year. Raiders made $225,686,079 domestically, and then an additional $141,767,000 internationally. So the worldwide total would be $367,452,079. Again, this is 1981 money. So if you add in inflation, I got to imagine that's, I don't even want to guess what that is, but I'm assuming it's probably closer to the billion mark. Any thoughts on the total numbers there?
Yeah, that's a chimichanga that you can choke on. Like, that thing has some legs and some arms and some gnarly chimichanga breath. Like, that's impressive.
We've never done a movie that lasted over a year, have we?
I know we've talked about the legs on a lot of other movies, but none that we reviewed. Like, this is our first Big Mac. Apparently, we're doing food references.
Yeah, you're back on food references. I love it. So I don't have a top 10 list this week because they really weren't keeping track of stuff that well in 81. But I do have some numbers to talk about from the sequels that would follow. So in total, we have four Indiana Jones films. Excluding the reboot sequel from 2008, which of the first three movies do you think was the highest grossing?
Temple of Doom.
Okay. So yeah, you're close. Temple of Doom was up there, but the third film of the franchise, actually, The Last Crusade, was the highest grossing in the initial trilogy. In total, not counting inflation, the Indiana Jones franchise has made just under $2 billion at the box office. So I believe it goes Last Crusade, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then Temple of the Doom.
I like how you said I was close by guessing Temple of Doom because I was in the top three of possibilities. I appreciate that.
I just realized I said that in, when I started repeating. I was like, oh, he wasn't even close. Oh, well. You win some, you lose some. Hey, but you can redeem yourself because we're going to do some guess the critic and audience response next. Let's use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response. Just to confirm, I have not sent any of these numbers to JD, who has been on a tear lately, guessing pretty much on the dot every time for probably, what, last 5-6 episodes?
You know, I think that there's a science to be had when trying to predict how these movies are received, and then based off of all the information that you share about their box office, and then our own memories of these movies as, you know, whether we saw them in theaters as children, or, you know, being that this movie came out 4 years before we were even born, so we were introduced to it, you know, a little bit later in life. Right. No, it's definitely a fun little dangerous game.
All right, well, let's get to it. So what do you think the critic response was for the film?
I'm torn because I'm trying to think of comparable films from 1981. This isn't a sci-fi movie. It's like an actual fiction movie. It's like Earth Wars, mm-hmm. You know, where we've got all the action, we've got all the sex, we've got all the Harrison Ford, which sounds like a great dream I had the other night, just saying. but it's a good movie. This is a great, solid movie. It's well thought out. It's well planned. It's extremely original for the time that it came out. And I feel like critics came out. I'm trying to think of what a comparable movie that the critics would have rated would have been. Because we know it as a classic, but is that what they thought in 1981? You know, screw it. I'm going to say 81. 81% for 1981.
Okay. And how about the audience response?
I don't know that I've ever met somebody that doesn't like Indiana Jones. I'm not saying the Kingdom of the Crystal Butt Plug or whatever the heck that movie was. Obviously, I don't think anybody likes that movie.
I think you're shopping in the wrong section again at Family Video.
Oh, that would explain why I only made it eight minutes into that movie.
Yeah, it's hard to last that long. It's an intense movie.
Whoa.
Zing.
I feel like the audience is more open to accepting this movie and remembering it very fondly, especially when we're talking the difference between somebody born in 1981 versus somebody born in 1991. Like, this is a definitive movie. You know, we're talking a generation that grew up with Star Wars, that now we have Indiana Jones. You know, we get E.T. We get all of these movies that are so fondly remembered and leveraged for success for Stranger Things. I'm going to say 89%.
Okay. All right, good. You're pretty close on one of them. Here's the actual numbers here. We got a 94% fresh from the critic. So you're off by about 13% there. But audience, you're pretty close. They rated it 96% fresh.
So that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. We've been dealing with some really high caliber movies lately.
We have.
That I sort of... I mean, the bar is set at 100%. Like, it can't get better than 100%. So, like, the closer you try to guess to that number, the more dangerous of a game it seems. It's like, have you ever had a hot and spicy pickle? And you're like, how hot and spicy can this be? And then you're like, damn, Vlasic, that's a hot and spicy pickle.
Good point. Good point. Let's hear from a couple of the critics here, since we were kind of guessing what they thought of it here. We've got Gene Siskel, who would eventually become Siskel and Ebert, but at the time was writing for the Chicago Tribune. Yes, it's as entertaining as you've heard. Maybe more so. Raiders of the Lost Ark is, in fact, about as entertaining as a commercial movie can be. Any thoughts on that?
I like the fact that he specifically mentions commercial movie, and I think that's a great way and a great package to wrap around this.
Yeah.
Because essentially all we get nowadays in movie theaters are commercial movies. Like, to the point where it's like there's no reason to say it's a commercial movie. It comes out commercially, therefore it is that.
Right.
And so I don't think any of the movies that we necessarily see nowadays, you know, I would puke if I saw what Rotten Tomatoes said of a Transformers movie, you know? Like, there's no way it's a positive reaction. But this movie takes, and I think what he's getting at is it takes the heart and soul of an amazing story and it makes it commercially viable.
Vincent Canby of the New York Times said, "To get to the point immediately, Raiders of the Lost Ark is one of the most deliriously funny, ingenious, and stylish American adventure movies ever made." Pretty strong review there from Vincent Canby. Any thoughts on that?
So I like the part to me that sticks out the most is referring to it as an adventure movie. And I guess that's probably the words that were escaping me earlier when I was saying it's not a sci-fi movie. It's, you know, it's tangible to planet Earth, and that's just an adventure. And I don't know. It seems like we're few and far between with just straight up adventure movies, right?
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that. You really don't see a lot of those these days anymore. I mean, are you considering Ready Player One an adventure movie?
But that has to be sci-fi. It's futuristic, right. It's dystopian, it's VR. And I was thinking the same thing. I was going to say the new Jumanji movie. That seems like an adventure movie. But yeah. No, it's more science fiction. Right? Because there's no real suspense of reality in the Indiana Jones original first three movies, or, you know, maybe not Temple of Doom. That gets a little off the rails at times. But it's, you know, a very practical thing. We're talking about the Ark of the Covenant. Like, it's an adventure to find it.
So when we get into our full episode on Wednesday, what are you looking forward to discussing most?
Well, first, I will admit, I have not seen the Indiana Jones trilogy since maybe 2007. So I'm super excited to rewatch, and I'm sure to be disappointed with the pacing, but to be like super drawn into the action and adventure of it. I really wanted to, as a viewer, I'm going to pay special close attention to, you know, the story beats and how everything evolves and how the different tiers of villains come in and how they really act as an antagonist against Indiana Jones and his adventure.
So real quick, I probably have not watched the full trilogy since 97. It's been a really long time since I've watched it. I did come out to see the 2008 movie, but I didn't go back and watch the previous ones and don't have a good reason on why I haven't gone back to the old ones, but I haven't seen this movie since it was on VHS.
That's the reason why I watched it the last time, is because they had re-released the DVD trilogy before the fourth movie came out.
Cool. So we will be back on Wednesday with the full review right here on Apple Podcasts. So make sure you subscribe to the show, hit that download button, and remember to rate, review, and give us a 5-star. Help us out a little bit here. Also, all full episodes are up on YouTube. If you just search Back in Time Podcast on there, you can subscribe to our channel there. We're also on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everything is just at Back in Time Pod, or Facebook, and just type in Back in Time Podcast. Also, don't forget to support our sponsor, bunny17media.com. Back in Time code at checkout saves you 15% off your entire order. But for JD and myself, it is time to jump back into the DeLorean for now. We will be back on Wednesday with the full review. See ya.
Whip it! Whip it real good.